You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
College football playoff. And guys, I know I've said it for a while. I thought the title was coming out of the Big Ten and Michigan's performance. Cookies. Now, I don't know if there's enough value. Plus 260 to win it all on U of M. Georgia's minus odds, and everybody knows TCU and USC are cannon fodder. Look, here's my question. If Georgia loses in, if Michigan loses in, if USC loses out, if TCU loses, question mark.
I think they'll be in barring like an embarrassing loss. And even then, you could make the justification to put them
in. Remember, they're not a brand, yeah. And you brought up the TV numbers. Give the people the numbers for Michigan OSU, and remember the scumbags who put these games together in the CFP.
17 million viewers, the most watched game in college football. If it comes down to it, and we know these people on the college football playoff committee.
They'll find a way to fuck TCU.
We talk about them putting biases and money and made-for-TV special.
Let me ask you a question.
I don't think Ohio State's dead as much as I think they should be getting hammered at home that way.
They're dead. If you're a Buckeye listening to this, I don't say this because I don't like you. I say this because you need to hear truth. Your program is broken. Ryan Day, your program, Michigan has broken you. They've broken you mentally. They've broken you spiritually. And they've broken you physically. So all you need to do is shut the fuck up. Nobody wants to hear from you. I told you your quarterback's overrated all year. Do us all a solid. Go home. Look in the mirror. Figure out whether you want to play football anymore. And then figure out at some point if you're going to learn how to fucking stop the run, not blow assignments on defense. And no, when you go to Ann Arbor next year, they are going to physically bully you. So either stand up to it, or shut the fuck up. But you're broken. And the Big Ten goes through Ann Arbor now. Brings me no pleasure to say it. But you're broke. And Jim, I don't want to hear any talk. I don't care what happens this weekend. There is no way I'm putting those gutless fucks in the playoff. No way. That was gutless. The minute shit got hard, Ohio State, help me, I'm poor. Out. I told you to lose her that game. No more.
I agree with you. On every point.
Bama will get in.
Or will they put in the TV eyeballs? I'm not saying it's right.
Think about the TV.
Hold on. You're the king of reality versus... Yeah. The reality is...
Bama.
Reality is Ohio State would get in over Bama.
No.
TV money.
Okay. Here are your four brands. Georgia. Michigan. USC. Bama. I don't act like I'm putting well, they are hillbillies, but they're marketable hillbillies.
There you go.
Marketabilities.
I continue to go back to the point. USC is fighting for the sanctity of the sport. And I guess we'll throw TCU in that too. Boys, go win your games this week so we don't have to deal with two-loss Bama or gutless Ohio State sneaking in the playoff?
Listen, I will make you a side bet dinner for you and your wife, restaurant of your choice. No budgetary restrictions. There is no fucking way OSU gets in. That was a clown car.
It was embarrassing.
Michigan emasculated them.
And you go back-to-back years, too.
That's it.
You're right? Because you could go, oh, last year, one off. They got there. They hadn't won in Columbus in over 20 years, and they put them away.
Here would be my dream first round at this point.
Yeah.
TCU, it's been real. Georgia against USC. Michigan against Bama. That would be my dream playoff if I'm a scumbag TV executive.
You said if you're a scumbag TV executive, because your Horned Frogs,
they're not one of the top 14.
No, but they're undefeated, and if you're undefeated, you should keep playing.
I agree with you, and again, it's much like Michigan State in 2015. I think we all knew them or Iowa was not going to get home, but you put them in, and what happens?
So let me ask the question that you were kind of hinting at.
We need a 12-team playoff.
Okay, side point. Let me make a point on that. If we had a 12-team playoff, every game we're going to talk about this week,
yeah,
just about all of them matter. I don't know about, Conference USA title game, yeah, but more games matter. As we go into this weekend, you can say Georgia can lose, Michigan can lose,
yeah,
maybe TCU can lose. That's the better system. If we were in a 12-team playoff, those teams would be fighting not to get in, but for seeding, for home field, for buys, and it wouldn't just be three games we care about. We would be looking at the ACC title game would suddenly matter. The Pac-12 title would matter for both teams. More teams, more engagement, better for the sport. This year, you got three teams that can lose and still get in. So that's why a 12-team playoff is better. I think this is a great example. This year has played out in a way that makes me really excited for the expansion. No, the thing you were hinting at, betting, Michigan plus 260.
Yeah.
Is that your favorite play?
Yeah.
Of all the teams that you can bet on.
Yeah, because I'm not taking minus 180 on Georgia. And I just don't believe USC can get home. And I don't believe TCU can get home. So now here's one you could do. What's Bama's odds?
Oh, it's a long shot. I can pull it up.
Just in case. Because I know what's going to come out of Jimmy's mouth here. It's the old V word. Yeah, nobody loves the V word more than this. And I don't mean Viagra or vagina. I mean value, Mike. It's value. There is no value in something that has no chance of happening. So my point would be, yes, Michigan at plus 260 is value.
You're getting it at plus 300 if you bet it today.
Plus 300.
Okay, here are your odds.
And what's Bama, Mike, in case of
Mike,
chaos?
Mike, you're not going to like this. This is the update. Georgia minus 160. Can't bet it.
No.
Michigan plus 300. Guess who has the third best odds?
Bama.
Ohio State.
I'm done. No. No!
Ohio State at plus 1,000.
You cannot put that team in.
TCU plus 1,200, USC plus 1,200, Bama is plus 5,000.
All right, so...
So is that your answer?
Yes.
You'd put a couple of shekels on Alabama?
I do. I take a little bit of pocket lint and I throw... Because look, and we'll get to the look-ahead lines here momentarily.
Yeah.
TCU, couple point favorite over K-State. We all remember that fateful game. It's where we got introduced to Rob Poopley.
Mm-hmm.
And then USC's only a 2-point favorite over Utah. There's a chance they both go up and smoke. They're out. And it's going to be Bama's resume. And you know what Saban's going to do? He's going to get up there with his little coffee cake and his Coca-Cola. Rat poison. He's going to tell you, I got two losses by 4 points total, both on the last play of the game.
Balderdash.
No, it's what he would say.
But I'm going to fight with metaphorical Nick Saban here.
I don't want to be metaphorical Saban.
You lost two games. Results matter. Win. If you lose, you lose. You can't go, but we were kind of in the game. You lost.
And here's the retort. SEC.
No.
SEC.
I need to debunk this stuff because who has Alabama beat this year? They beat Mississippi State, who is going to conveniently be ranked at the back end of the top 25. Who have they beaten this year? I hate that the SEC gets credit for existing.
Yep.
Georgia's great. But, Mike, we got to acknowledge Michigan's soft non-conference is the norm in the SEC. So all their six-win teams turn into sevens. All their sevens turn into eights. Their nines become tens. Then they get to look at their strength of schedule and go, look at all the teams that we play.
The two wins would be, and again, I'm not telling you they're great, Ole Miss and Texas. Went on the road to Tennessee, lose on the last play. Go on the road to LSU, lose in a classic.
You lost. The word lost, Jim, matters. It Jim, should matter.
Jim, I agree. Lots of things should matter. These are scumbags. It's Saban who runs the sport. Be careful. Plus 5,000, pocket Lynn.
Okay, let me just give you my read of how I would play it. I do think Michigan can win the national title. I think they answered one of the biggest questions. What about JJ? What about the quarterback?
Yes.
Four touchdowns on the road, game of his life in the biggest game.
What was Jim Knowles doing?
Well, I think early in the game they thought, we need to stop the run and make JJ beat us. He did. Then out of half, they stayed with the stubborn one high, single high safety.
It was also once Corum exits.
Stop overcommitting to the run.
Well, and it wasn't just, and look, credit where due. When you see zero cover or there's no safety back there, look, I'm not denigrating JJ McCarthy, but like I'd hope you could hit a guy who's 20 yards open. Cornelius Johnson, there was no one in the screen.
But he was poised. Poised in that spot.
Made the right read. Took the shot.
No turnovers, four touchdowns, one on the ground, which is the added element wrinkle everybody wants. That was their big question mark. Michigan's got a defense. They've got a run game. Yeah. They're great in the second half. Could their quarterback deliver in a game where things were going against them? That first quarter, that first couple drives, things were going against them. He helped them hang in the game. He made all the big plays. None of the touchdowns were garbage time.
No.
I think they can win it, but here's what I would tell you if you want to bet it. Plus 260, plus 300. Isn't that going to be what they are money line when they face Georgia, if they face Georgia?
It could be
similar. Know that you're basically saying, yeah, I have to pay for them to get there for the same price I'm going to get in early January. If you wanted to bet value, Mike.
I hate that word.
USC, Heisman Trophy quarterback, plus 1,200. You figure they're going to win this week and avenge their one loss to Utah.
Oh, I wouldn't figure on that.
Well, okay, but then if you think Georgia is going to beat USC, then just wait to bet Michigan in the title game.
Pocket Lint Saban.
Okay.
Pocket Lint Saban. Okay. At plus 5,000, and the committee you know will want to put them in.
Two losses.
You escape reality.
I think Ohio State would get in over Bama, and I'm not trying to gas them up. I don't think they deserve it either.
Absolute poppycock.
5-1 odds on, it tells me all I need to know. They saw the TV numbers.
We need a few things to happen. No, I get your point, and that's where I don't think there's some great value. I don't.
So don't bet anything
If you're asking me, I'd bet Michigan.
Okay. Because you think it can actually
win.
You don't like your big thing is don't bet USC for value if it has no chance of actually delivering. They're not going to win the national championship.
Correct.
Forget about TCU too.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.